The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So it's one of the, I think, wonderful things that simplicity is one of the hallmarks or one of the characteristics of this meditation practice. And sometimes that's not quite seen because sometimes teachers like me might give all kinds of instructions and it might seem like there's a lot of instructions to keep in mind. A teacher I knew when I was in India named Munindraji, he was a student of many of the early Western practitioners of Vipassana. He had many wonderful sayings, and one of them was, if it's not simple, it's not Vipassana. And so the idea is to keep it simple. So how is it that this practice is simple? It's simple by relying on the simplicity of how we can be aware of something. And to be aware, maybe in the simplest possible way. And for each of us, and in each of us at different times, what it means to be aware will be different. And so that is part of the fascination of it all, is to see how the what we call attention or awareness shifts and changes depending on how settled we are, how focused we are, and the kind of attention that's useful in any given moment. But the guideline is to always keep it simple. And partly that means not to be striving for it to be different, not to be trying to engineer your meditation to get it just right. It's partly to partly means to not be trying to avoid experience and get away from something. It's not trying to overthink the experience or think our way into something and trying to figure out analytically even what's the right way. And it's also not trying to do too much at once. The idea is to be content with just being. Now, just being is not the end game of meditation, but it's kind of a reference point for keeping it simple. Rather than a lot of doing, there's a lot of being. And in that being, in the simplicity, to allow whatever the native awareness is, allows us to know that we're in the present moment to be there and surface and show itself. Because the mind drifts off in thought a lot and is caught up in thought, that one of the things that many people find useful, and it's not necessarily useful for everyone, and then teachers can give other instructions, but is to the simplicity of breathing. And the breathing is kind of like the sometimes used like the anchor line or the tether or the support for staying in the present moment. Breathing is always in the present moment. It has a rhythm to it. It's not a fixed experience. It's a flowing or moving or changing experience. And there's something about attention following a moving, changing phenomena that makes it easier to be relaxed in the present moment. Kind of like if we're watching, we're sitting under a tree, relaxing in the shade of a warm day, watching maybe the river go by, and we're kind of just watching the ripples and the little wavelets and the currents just flow and flow, and we're not studying it intensely. We're just kind of allowing the experience to come. We see it maybe clearly. And there's something about that movement where the mind doesn't fixate on something, but just allows things to flow, keeps the eyes soft and relaxed and kind of moving along with it, that part of the reason why it can be very relaxing and people can spend long periods of time just watching a river go by or watching the waves on the beach come and go or watch a fire just burn and the changing patterns of the flames as we watch the little fire, the fireplace perhaps. And so it's that movement of breathing, the coming and going of the inhale, the coming and going of the exhale, that can work for some people, a very nice way of just keeping us in the present moment. And then, of course, for many of us, especially if you're starting, there can be, we start getting more complicated than we need to be. And part of simplicity is to relax around making it complicated. You don't hold up simplicity as this, something to strive for and to engineer and to, but rather kind of take yourself as you are. In a certain way, meditation is a come as you are party. So come as you are and sit down and allow yourself to be how you are, and that allowing, and settle into it. And the art is not to let yourself be as you are and continue and have your thoughts galloping away, but allow yourself to be as you are and then really settle into the direct experience, the embodied, the living experience of how you are. So there's a turning of attention inward to the body. And what is the embodied experience of all this? What's the embodied experience of our mood, our emotional state, our mental state, our physical state? Because it's the simplicity of being has a lot to do with what our experience here and now in the present moment. The body is always in the present moment. The breathing is always in the present moment. So coming here and settling into it. And then as we settle into it, at some point, to tune it, become attuned to or align ourselves with the experience of breathing. And to be with that simply. Sometimes we're controlling the breath. Sometimes the breath feels tight and constricted or held in some ways, and not particularly comfortable. And so the experience of simplicity is just allow that to be and breathe with that, breathe through it. Make room for it to be uncomfortable or controlled, because that making room for, giving breathing room, is part of the way of keeping things simple and allowing something inside which is not yourself, your own engineering efforts, your own kind of mechanisms of trying to fix and change. Something inside of you will begin to unfold, begin to unwind, will begin to release, begin to kind of find itself. And so that's one of the things that in the principle of simplicity is trust the simplicity of just being with experience. Trust your experience if you're present for it, even if it's not necessarily ideal or comfortable or something. And then something within begins to open, unravel, relax on its own. There's a very strong momentum in our body, in our whole being, towards the release of tension, towards the release of holding and tension and pushing and pressure. And so part of this giving breathing room to ourselves and allowing things to be is in fact this movement towards allowing for this settling, this releasing, this freeing that can happen when we just keep showing up and being present. So maybe what I've said this morning now is already too complicated, so I apologize. But it's all kind of an effort to try to point to just being simple. And maybe the breathing can help you with that simplicity. Just be with the breathing. Trust the breathing. I like the expression, entrust yourself with breathing. And then it doesn't have to, maybe it doesn't look so sophisticated. It doesn't look so wonderfully spiritual. But keep it simple. And in that simplicity of being with experience, being with the simplicity of it, feeling the embodied experience of breathing, that something will begin to settle, something will begin to open, something will happen. That is the journey of meditation practice. So thank you all very much for today, and we'll continue these 45-minute sittings this week, all the way through to through Sunday, so 7 days, not just the weekday days. And for those of you who are available to come on the weekend, we'll continue. And may you have a wonderful day, and may the simplicity of meditation support you in giving the gift of simplicity to those people that you encounter today. Thank you.